Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Okay, head to the bank, deposit this cash.
Oh, right.
First sign this voucher, then get in line.
Ah, I made a mistake and messed up the form. Another one? Two more persons join the line? I'll prepare it in line.
Forget the paper and get more convenience at the counter. Just present your ID, swipe with your Republic One card or Visa debit card, and that's it.
Wow, that was easy. I'm out of here.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, the village meeting was held and Sunny made a presentation about the history of EITI. Zena explained that EITI sets a global standard for government to publicly report what revenues are being made from the extractive industries with the goal of improving the lives of the Guyanese citizens. Sunny was highlighting recommendations that EITI has made when the meeting was interrupted by screams from outside. As we return, the meeting has reconvened.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now that the people that started the fight outside are being dealt with by the police, we can continue with the meeting.
But Sonny, is why some Murondoy people stay, sir, eh? An important meeting like this, some hooligans are to come here to start a fight.
Dino, that is expected. The good comes with the bad.
But why it must be so, Lawrence?
As villagers, we must set a standard for ourselves. Just like Guyana has to follow the EITI standard in dealing with these natural resources, same thing we must apply to our behavior.
That is right, Ignatius.
Indeed, we must do better.
Simon, like you just wake up.
You're listening all the time, Miss Dinah.
Fine, you want to say something?
In all fairness, those two men who were fighting had their own disagreement outside. It's two rum boogies, it had nothing to do with the meeting.
I glad me and Monica gave up with days of drinking and knocking about this village like Karen Crow without Ness.
That is behavioral change, Lawrence. You know I always proud of you and love you.
Where is Mr. Goldman?
Please, you place the Ignatius.
The fight might not have had anything to do with the meeting, but it still disrupted us. James is still outside with the police. Even Unique, Monica, and people like Goldman have not come back inside yet. Anyway, we can carry on.
Please, let's do. Them people can hear we from outside.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Simon.
Has Guyana faced any problems in implementing EITI?
Well, of course, Simon. That is a very important question, and the answer is yes.
Would you mind elaborating?
We were suspended by the EITI board in 2023 for failing to publish the 2020 report by December 2022 deadline.
You see how these people are serious? I love it for Guyana.
Transparency and accountability.
Yes.
Transparency and accountability.
However, the suspension didn't last long. It was lifted in June of the same year, 2023, after the report was published.
God is good. I have another question.
Go ahead, Dinah. Go ahead.
These reports that Guyana publish, what is some of the information people can find in there?
Very good question, Dinah.
I hope that they have published the amount of money that was made by each sector.
Of course they have. This is part of the reason we're part of the EITI. Openness and honesty.
Yes. In the 2023 report, the review is grouped into four components or four parts for the people who might not understand what component means, according to Monica.
Hello. Don't call Monica name too loud before she fly back here and start singing again.
Oh, Lado. Dinah, leave my loving wife alone.
It's all love, Lawrence.
All right, Dinah. Yes. So the first segment details on assessment from the GUYEITI 2023 work plan. The second segment highlights the progress made towards the implementations of the EITI. The third outlines the strength and weakness, while the fourth looks at the activities implemented by the broader constituency of the multi-stakeholder arrangement.
Interesting.
Think about the multi-stakeholders group.
Oh God, here he goes.
My fellow villagers, lend me your ears. Don't you think that I, Ignatius Thomas, the wealthiest man in Morondai, and one of the wealthiest across the 83,000 square miles of this country?
Oh God, he always got to be talking about the money.
I don't know how Sherry is able with it.
Don't you think I am worthy of sitting on that group as a representative of the people?
It's what he feels it is at all.
No sense.
Respectfully, Ignatius, are you part of the government?
Or the extractive industries?
What civil society organization you represent?
Ignatius mean, Jose, that he money should get you wherever he wants to go. Ignatius feels he's an aristocrat.
Oh boy. This meeting has certainly gone left.
And what if I think I am worthy?
Tal. It don't work like that with this. Somebody has to nominate you. And as far as I know, the position already taken.
I have the knowledge, experience, and money to provide worthy input and advice.
Oh boy, Ignatius, hush. We have serious business to attend to here, man. Nobody don't care a hoots about who you're dreaming about because you're bored.
Oh, Lado!
The dreams of a king could not be understood by peasants.
Oh, my God.
Ignatius, don't get disrespectful, you know. Because I put Carl Goldman inside here for deal with you case.
I wasn't disrespecting anybody. I was just stating a fact.
Can we get this meeting back on track and leave the agents of chaos alone?
Yes. Divine is right.
I'm sure plenty of these people that are present at this meeting just want to know how they can benefit from this whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. Really and truly do. The natural resources of any country should help to reduce poverty and improve the lives of the people.
When handled correctly.
With transparency and accountability.
And that is why Guyana is implementing EITI.
Correct.
Yes. But stick a pin. In the 2023 report, they published any kind of figures about how much money we make from these industries?
They did. We mentioned that already, Miss Dinah.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It shows how much money was made by each industry between 2020 and 2021. Of course, there was a big increase in oil and gas.
All right, you ain't got to list the exact figures. We could go and read it on we own. It's good to see Guyana practicing this thing.
I want to know though, the 2023 report was for 2020 and 2021 period. When the report for 2022 and 2023 will be available.
The 2022 report was to be submitted by last month, and the 2023 report will be submitted months in advance. Guyana gonna be early. We ain't taking no chance to get suspended again.
What you mean by early though? When is the deadline?
December of this year is the deadline. But the report said that it will be submitted in the fourth quarter of this year.
Oh, wonderful.
I am feeling good about what I'm hearing.
As long as Guyana following the EITI standard, we shouldn't have any problems.
I want to know what some of the activities are that we can do in this village to keep people up to date.
Before we even get to that, can we discuss some of the recommendations that were made in the last report so people can get a better sense of what's going on?
No problem. I print out the report and have it right here with me.
We could see a reading from it, Sonny.
Yeah, Lorna Lawrence.
I know, my dear, I know.
Okay, there was recommendation for the government engagement and for the government to be fully active in the EITI progress.
And they have made progress on that.
Correct. They also recommended that companies be fully engaged in the EITI process and civil society.
All right, we got a sense of what's going on. Can we discuss now why it would be reasonable for me to sit in the multi-stakeholder group? After everything I have done for this village, shame on you people.
Ignatius, we're done with that discussion. You always with your big and dotish self. This EITI thing is not about selfishness or people looking for fame. This is about the people.
And I am for the people. Look how many things I do for this village.
So that qualifies you when you're not part of the government to be nominated by them? You're not part of the extractive industries?
I'm a part of community organizations, civil society.
All right, Ignatius. We're going to deal with you matter a little later.
I don't appreciate being pushed aside like this.
All right, Ignatius. Ease with the dramatics, Naman.
For the love of God.
Can we get back to the topic at hand, please?
I hope another fight don't broke out inside this meeting. Eh?
What are some of the things we plan to do as a village to continue these engagements?
All right. We have discussed having other outreach activities, and we are not only targeting Murundi, but nearby villages as well.
Yes, because Murunda is a main village in these parts and people look to us to set an example.
We believe that we have the expertise and talent to take on such a task?
Yes, I believe so, Simon.
Okay.
When Ignatius Thomas is involved, we have it all.
Ignatius, you mean all the money you get and it's still and buy you some class?
Oh, stop it, Diner. By the way, I want to make an announcement about Coretta.
All right, Ignatius. That can go under any other business. All right?
Sonny, you know the brain getting old. I need to talk while I remember. Coretta can be away for a while. A family member of ours from Kokwani is missing.
What?
Wow. There are so many reports of missing people these days.
Yes. We really got to cover ourselves and the children. Prayers.
We hope that Coretta's relative will be found.
In the meantime, is a little less corruption in Murundi.
On a serious note though, it is a serious matter and we should keep her in our thoughts.
Okay, next steps. We on the village council believe that everybody in these villages need to be fully up to date with what is happening with our natural resources.
We the people must make sure that EITI is effectively implemented. That means advocacy and awareness.
It also means participation in the multi-stakeholder group. Organizations and individuals like me can participate to make sure that there are different views or opinions and we can contribute to decision making.
The people can also keep their eyes open and ears to the ground to make sure the government and the companies adhere to the EITI principles. We got to keep them accountable.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. I want to encourage everybody to read them reports too.
Exactly. And feedback and dialogue are important. We the people have a voice in this.
Exactly. Okay, now I want to have a brief intermission. I want to go and check and see what's happening outside with James and the others. I noticed the police are still out there.
Why you don't let them run boogies stay in the police van?
Oh, Lord. Like they're fighting again.
Same thing I said.
Only in Murundi. Only in Murundi.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.